The sea offers sustenance. It can give life and take life. It can also offer a welcome distraction for a group of working moms in Maine. That distraction? Surfing. Rain or shine or snow. This story comes from Katie Ricciardi of the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies.
Suzanne Quinn never stops moving. Despite working full-time running her own PR firm, the 42-year-old mother still makes all of her family's meals. Tonight, it's Thai pork salad.
It's one of our staples.
Quinn's son, Jackson, sits at the dinner table doing homework, while her husband, John, makes a phone call. She separates all the ingredients into small white bowls, like they do on the Food Network. Her attention to detail is key for doing well in her professional and personal life. Despite this, she still struggles to find balance.
When you're a working mother, it's so hard because, especially if you work out of your home like I do, you feel like you're failing at both sometimes because you can't give work 100% and you can't give your family 100%. So, I mean, Jackson grew up from a very young age. If I just, like, made the sign on my neck, you know, when I was on the phone, he knew to be quiet.
One of Quinn's friends, Elise Kiley, a real estate broker with two kids, faced the same problems.
I think as women, we do so much for so many people that we want to make sure our children, if they're interested in baseball or soccer or football or ballet, we want to do whatever we can to give them unique and different experiences. Why do we not get to do those things for ourselves?
A few years ago, Keeley discovered Moms Mornings. It's a club for mothers from all over Maine. You might imagine Moms Mornings as an adult Girl Scout meeting with knitting and cookies, and you would be wrong. A couple months ago, Keeley brought Quinn with her to one of the meetings.
We drive up and it was this cloudy, rainy day. I mean, it is raining, coming down.
We were on the verge of saying, let's just go get coffee. And I said, Suzanne, are you going to go home and tell your son and your husband that you didn't go because it was raining?
And sure enough, I got out there and then I realized, funnily enough, it doesn't matter if it's raining when you're surfing because, hello, you're getting wet anyway.
And we had a ball. And she was hooked. Hooked, line, and sinker after that first time.
That's right. The group of moms meets every Tuesday to go surfing in Maine, all year round. And they love it.
People look at the surfer like, oh, you have to be this fit, young, hip person. And you can be anyone and get out in there and surf.
Nancy Boutette started the group in 2002, the same year she opened her surf shop, Aquaholics. Like most moms in the group, Boutette started surfing later in life.
I was 36 years old. Our youngest wanted a surfboard for a graduation present from middle school. We got wetsuits and everything like that, and I got a surfboard from a friend, and we all started surfing as a family.
When she tried to buy gear, though, she ran into a problem.
As a woman, when I went into a surf shop anywhere, it was pretty much, yeah, the bathing suits are over there. And then you were kind of ignored. When I first started, actually, if you went in the water, to see another woman in the water was kind of unusual. Now, we go in the water, and oftentimes there'll be like five girls out and one guy. It's kind of cool.
Boutette is the main reason for the increase in local female surfers. She started Mom's Mornings to get adult women into the water. As a mother of three, she knows that women need an outlet for themselves. This morning, five people show up at the beach, six including me. There are patches of snow from the storm last night. Boutette provides all the gear for free. Winter wetsuits, boards, even parking passes. The suits have hoods and are so thick that everyone moves like C-3PO. Boutette gives a few tips on technique and sends us into the water. Now, one thing you should know about Boutette is that she does not mess around.
Paddle hard! Paddle! Granny, paddle! Paddle, 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 paddle! Knife!
I hit myself in the nose with the board once, missed dozens of waves, and actually got up twice.
My arms are killing me. Feels like I've been paddling through cement all morning.
I smelled like the ocean for the rest of the day, which is one of Quinn's favorite parts about surfing.
I just like having like a reminder of the rest of the day that like I was in the ocean. It's, you know, it's October, people are raking their leaves, and I was in the ocean today surfing.
Even though she only started a few months ago, surfing has already changed Quinn's life.
Being a mom and working mom at that, there's always something to do. So you really do have to take that time for yourself so you're a decent person to be around.
For Salt Radio, I'm Katie Ricciardi.
Thank you for joining us today for our journey out to sea. If you do like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us and send us your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. After all, like the best fish stories and sea shanties, the most fascinating stories get passed around by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on NHPR.